This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
San Francisco Mayor Lund Breed saw her support among wealthy voters dwindle in the city's mayoral election. Although Breed retained lower-income voters and residents in progressive areas, her administration took the blame for the city's crime, homelessness, and drug crises in the post-pandemic era. For more on this shift in San Francisco voters, we're joined live in the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, there's always money in these campaigns, but some of the rich folks were throwing a lot of it around.
They were more than we've ever seen before, especially Daniel Lurie, who is the winner in the race. You know, Eric, you know, for a long time, San Francisco has actually, you know, the politics here and the Democratic Party here has been hinged largely on this alliance between the very wealthy and the not so wealthy. It's an interesting phenomenon. I don't know if you see it in other cities, but we see it here. And if you look back at the mayors, let's say Willie Brown, he was really big in Pacific Heights and with the Getty crowd, with him and Herb Cain and stuff like that, the upper crust, he was the darling of that group. Frank Jordan was picked by them to run and to take out Art Agnos. Gavin Newsom comes from that crowd. Nancy Pelosi comes from that crowd. Kamala Harris comes out of that crowd when she came to San Francisco. That's where she first made her connections. And they are a very powerful force, although not often talked about. And they initially were key in putting Lundin Breed into office. They, and she had a coalition of them, and then the less wealthy in the Bayview and in the western part of the city. And this time they went with Daniel Lurie, one of their own. And that's one of the reasons that Lundin Breed lost the election.
Well, there's familiarity, but were there other reasons like crime and fiscal deals?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What it was like Lundin Breed going into this race was at 30% at best. Only two out of three voters were looking for someplace else to go. And it's not surprising that her two main opponents in this, Daniel Lurie and former interim mayor Mark Farrell, both came out of that sort of upper crust area. Lurie was one of the heirs to the Levi Strauss fortune. And Mark Farrell is a venture capitalist in the Marina, two areas that were very sensitive about crime. These are the people that felt that the city had been going down, that it wasn't the city that it used to be, and that it needed a boost to turn up. These are also the tech people who have organizationals behind them and with them and help form neighborhood groups, and they got behind it, the opponents as well. It's interesting that Lundin Breed, when we look at it, like it is, people were upset, they weren't happy. But usually an election like that is when your friends come back and endorse you. But if you notice, Gavin Newsom didn't endorse in this race, at least not openly. Nancy Pelosi did not endorse Lundin Breed. And Kamala Harris, who was a mentor of Breed, was absent as well. We didn't see her cutting any commercials. And in part, that's because they have ties to the Lurie group, and they want to keep those ties going no matter what. And in politics, your friends today could be your friends tomorrow, maybe not, but you keep them happy. And in this case, that's one of the reasons Lundin Breed came up short.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.